Electric sheep.
Assimilating. I'm in your brain now, baby. Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Deathweezer Productions. Visit us on the net, baby. www.mental-escher.net.
Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Denied mainstream media access to your brainstem, at least briefly. We're here to decentralize the control of information and break the corporate stranglehold on the media. Listen to Cyberpunk Radio, a pirate station that breaks the FCC lock and what is available to you via the more traditional corporate-controlled broadcast program medium. Is our future one where machines and technology liberate us from war and allow us to live lives as artists and sages? Or do we face a grimmer dystopian future where flesh is enslaved to technology and machines? We live today in a nether region between these two scenarios, where our perspective is corroded by the corporate commercialism that pervades every aspect of our lives, where robots do much of our work, yet are also employed by the military, by a paranoid government, to pacify people we've labeled as enemies in faraway lands. How long will it be until the government, power-hungry and insatiable, turns the military-industrial commercial corporate machine on its own people, you and me, to quell dissent and to finally attain absolute power? A born-again nation under a false and paranoid god, Lord Cheney, residing on the throne of this dystopian hell. Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio, baby!
I'm in your brain now, baby. Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Deathweezer Productions. Visit us on the net, baby. www.mental-escher.net.
Dateline 2007. According to a recent congressional report, many of the same robots built to replace humans in the workplace since the 1990s are now beginning to edge out homeless people for full-time positions on the streets of our inner cities. So much so that robotic units now constitute almost 12% of the nation's estimated 3.5 million homeless, up sharply from approximately 8% in 2009. Experts pointed to recent breakthroughs in robotics technology, such as the development of the Fujitsu robot, an advanced humanoid-like machine capable of avoiding the work of at least 4 homeless people. When projecting to 2012, more than half of the nation's homeless will have been replaced by these lazy, super unmotivated robots.
Humanized rats neurosplice to fire control systems in advanced AI-controlled military hardware are advancing modern warfare to new levels of precision without the impediment of conscience. Do you know what is real?
YPL's Vintage Robot Porn is the internet's premier site for hot and shiny pics of all your favorite well-oiled robots, droids, and cyborgs of yesteryear.
Silly human.
Here at YPL we are constantly striving to improve human and robot relations.
Very silly humans.
The only way to get a robot to trust you is through an intimate bond.
Are they better than we?
Allowing them to show you their most private moments.
Can you tell reality from fantasy?
People need to understand that we are not too different from robots.
Silly human. Are they so much smarter than we?
Except robots are made of metal and plastics, have no blood, eat electricity, and make beeping and whirling noises. So show your support for peace with the robots, shed your human side and jack into the underworld of vintage robot porn. Remember, if you're under 18 years of age, it's okay. There are no laws to our knowledge having anything to do with robot porn.
Can you tell reality from fantasy?
ASPCR, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Robots, upholding robot and machine rights since 2006.
Do you know what is real news?
Congress sends killer cyborg back in time to prevent 9/11.
Do you know what is real news? And what is not?
The US Senate took a new, drastic step today in the war against terrorism.
Can you tell reality from fantasy?
Voting 67-33 to send a powerful cybernetic assassin back in time to kill the mother of terror mastermind Osama bin Laden, thus retroactively preventing the September 11th attacks.
Do you know what is real news? And what is not?
The RoboCup US Open is currently being broadcast over the internet.
Our machines are friends.
The US Open is being held in Atlanta, Georgia this year.
Our machines are friends, or are we their slaves?
Frontline Robotics and White Box Robotics have agreed to merge to pursue the emerging security robotics industry.
Can you tell reality from fantasy?
Ottawa-based Frontline Robotics recently achieved cognitive-level collaboration between fully autonomous robots.
Do you know what is real news, and what is not?
Frontline's Robot Open Control, ROC, a robot operating system for teams of collaborative security robots, is being hardened in homeland security and military field trials.
Do you believe the government is looking out for you?
It is intended to provide cognitive-level security mission planning and group situational awareness capabilities.
Our machines are friends, silly, silly human.
Military sources said the use of these sentient and fully armed robots for domestic crowd control and pacification is likely.
Ascend the rating. I'm in your brain now, baby. Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Death Wizard Productions. Visit us on the net, baby. www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm frightened.
Bye-bye. I must go now. Bye-bye.